There we go. So the obvious question is, so why doesn't the pasuk in Shmuel give a reason? And I'll explain the reason over there, but really the real problem is, why isn't the main part where the story happened give the reason why he couldn't build a base in Mikdash? So last time we learned this, I gave one possibility, and I want to completely backtrack on that. Is that terrible? I thought of a different shot, which I like more. I'll tell you the honest truth. So in Perek Zayin of Perek, whatever, Shmuel Bey is Perek Zayin. I don't usually do this, but I really just think what I'm about to say right now is more correct than the first time I said it. But I'll just review. So last time we did say, because I basically want to say that the Pesukim do give a reason. Because otherwise, I don't want to leave off Shmuel, like in the main place where this occurs, and say that all of Sefer Shmuel doesn't give a reason why he couldn't build a base in Mikdash. Because like this is the main story. It doesn't, to me, it's very difficult that it doesn't exist in these words. On the other hand, it doesn't. So what do you do with that? So last time I was trying to say that he did enough in his life, meaning David already did so much in his life, and this would just be another like icing on the cake. And Hashem didn't want that building the base of Mikdash would be icing on the cake, another thing that David did. That was my original shot. I want to say a totally different shot. So let's just read it together, and we'll see what happens. So again, so it says, Vayihi ki yashav ha-melech beveso, when he was sitting in his house, Hashem iniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. Right, Hashem let him be well. Vayomer hamelech el nason hanavi reina anochi yoshev beveis arizim. Right, I'm sitting in my house. Baron Elokim yoshev besocha yiriyah, and God, his Aron is sitting by itself. Vayomer nason el hamelech kol asher b'lubavcha leichasei. Okay, good. So you can do it. Ki Hashem imach. Right. So again, you see from there that at least according to the understanding of the Chacham Nasan, David should be able to build a base of Mikdash. That's clear. Meaning the reason I said Chacham over here, even though Nasan was a Navi, because he clearly wasn't coming from Nevuah at this point, right? Meaning if he had Nevuah at this point, he wouldn't have gotten it wrong. So he wasn't, God didn't speak to him at that point. He was just coming in order to be a Navi, he also was obviously a very great man. And as a Chacham, he answered that, it makes sense. David, you are the greatest king who ever lived. And so you should do as you see fit. So then the pasuk says, "Vayihi ba'alayla hu," but that night, "Vayihi dvar Hashem el Nasan limor." Hashem spoke to Nasan. Lech v'amarta el avdi el David ko amar Hashem ha'atativ neli bayis. Are you really going to build a bayis for me? L'shivtiv to rest in. Ki lo yashavti v'bayis l'miyom ha'alosi es b'nei Yisrael, because I never had a bayis until now in Mitzrayim. V'ad ha'yom hazeh, I never had it. V'ayayim v'salech v'ol v'mishkan. I was in a tent or a mishkan. V'chol asher yisalachti v'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'davar dibarti es achad shivtei Yisrael asher tzivisi liros es beis arizim. So he said that the entire time, again, b'chol asher yisalachti v'chol b'nei Yisrael, and the entire time, the entire history of b'nei Yisrael so far, ha'davar dibarti es achad shivtei Yisrael, have I ever told anyone of the Shvatim asher tzivisi liros es amis Yisrael limor lama lo v'nisim li beis arizim? Have I ever told anybody Have I ever said, why have you not built a base of Mikdash for me? So right there, like, what is he saying? Meaning, I think the simple pshat is he's saying, I never told anyone to do it until now. I never asked for this. If it was something I was constantly telling people to do, and they didn't do it. Okay, so now David's coming and he's asking to do it. Okay, well, it makes sense because his grandparents should have done it, so now he's going to do it. But I never asked for it in the first place. I never told anybody to do it. Now, you could see that, on the other hand, as, David is great. You see that nobody else thought of it. I never asked. And the only person who finally asked to do it himself was David. But it can't be saying that, because that would be the opposite. I mean, God's saying why he shouldn't be able to do it right now. That reasoning would tell you why David should do it. So rather, the first way that we just said would make sense, that he's saying, I never asked anyone to do it until now, so what changed? I think that's the pasha shot, I think. Just, I never asked for it. Va'ata now, kosumar la abdila David, komar Hashem tzvakos, anila kachticha mina naveh, me'achra etzom, yos nagid al Yisrael, alami, I told you to, I made you the leader, ve'ayim cha, and I'm with you, b'chol asher halachta, v'achrisa, es kol ayvecha mipanecha, v'asisi lecha shem gadol, k'shem agadolim asher ba'aretz. I made you one of the greats, v'santi makom la'amil Yisrael, and I made a place of untativ shachan tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla lano so kasher brishona, nobody's bothering you l'mina yom asher tzivisi o'shoftim al m'Yisrael v'hani chosi l'cha mikol idacha v'higi l'cha Hashem ki v'ayis yasel l'cha Hashem. Then I let you be. Now, what's that? V'higi l'cha Hashem ki v'ayis yasel l'cha Hashem. Right, that I think he's saying that Hashem will make for you a bias, right? I mean that Hashem will give you, that I will give you a palace, a kingdom. And when you pass on, and he'll have the kingship. And then he'll build the base of Mikdash. And I'll then make him the king forever. He'll be my son. I'll be his father. He'll be my son. I won't ever leave him. Fine, I'll be with him forever. Your kingship, whatever, your kingdom will last forever. And Nathan said this whole thing over to David. And then we'll get to David's response,
but
probably next time.
But doesn't still give a reason why?
Oh, exactly. Never give a reason. But what did it say?
Said I didn't ask before.
I never asked.
And now I'm telling you that there's something.
It's not exactly. So my understanding is though. So what if I right? Never gave a reason. All it said though is I never asked for it, and that there was. I would assume there's a reason that he never asked. I mean, he's saying I never asked for it. So I'm God. I know what I'm doing. I never asked for it until now. Who are you to start saying you're going to do it? I have a plan. Your son's going to do it. That's.
But why did he even have to tell him his plan?
He's what?
Telling him not to do it. Why did he even have to tell him his plan?
Oh, so meaning. Why did he say. Right, I assume. Oh, very good. So I assume the reason he's saying your son's going to do it is because there is. By David, by asking, is showing that he has this deep desire to want to build a base of Mikdash. Again, David's whole life from this point on was basically saving money for the base of Mikdash. Even before this, he brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. He's
so saying, all right, you're not going to do it, but I'm going to let you.
Exactly.
Son.
Meaning, David clearly really wants this, so he's throwing him a bone and letting him know. By the way, I can't let you do it, but your son will do it. But the question, the onus of it's not what I'm basically trying to say is that it's not even a question of why couldn't David build a base of Mikdash. Why should David any more than Gideon? Or then Yoshua, or then just pick any leader until now. Ivan Shaul build it, because he's the one who's asking. But that was never part of the Hashem never said. He said I never asked for it. That was his answer. Meaning, I think his answer is I never asked for a base of Mikdash. So like, why do you think that you have the right to build a base of Mikdash? I never asked for it. Now, why did he ask for it? Well, either we'll probably get to that in a minute. But there's no question. There's no question of why didn't David get to build a base of Mikdash. And if it is a question, it's just the same question. Why didn't every single leader until this point in history get the chus to build a base of Mikdash? Now, you could say that David wanted to more. Okay, there are a lot of things I want to do, and I was
never
asking.
I mean, Mashiach's going to come one day, and why didn't somebody else get a chance to be Mashiach?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
God picks you, and that's
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Meaning that why is no one else Mashiach? I'm sure there are a lot of great people. It even says the Chazal say some people who could have been Mashiach, but such and so happened. But the simple. Shot, like asking person today, not Mashiach. I don't think your first answer would be because that person's not good enough. My first answer would be because we, Klal Yisrael, for whatever reason, are not Zocha yet. We have not yet, we keep messing up and we haven't still loved every one of our fellow Jews to the point where we deserve it. That would be my answer. So I would think exactly the same point here. Meaning that he's just saying, I've never asked for it. Nothing changed. I mean, things have changed, but nothing significant enough has changed from the time of Yoshua when they got into Eretz Yisrael until this point. Nothing changed. So I never asked for it. And it continues how it was. It's just the same reason why Shimshon couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash. It's the same reason why you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. I never asked for it yet. So then he's just saying, like you mentioned a minute ago, so why is he telling him his son? He's telling him his son because, you know, because he is asking for it, he's begging for it, so at least he'll throw him a bone and he'll tell him that your son will be able to. And the truth is, that we're not going to discuss it this time, I think, hopefully next time, but David's response, let's just see just a couple of psukim just to see what I'm talking about. Pasuk Yuches, Ve'yavo HaMelech David, again, so David really just got shot down, right? David just asked to build the base of Mikdash, he got shot down. Yet, what's his response? Ve'yomer HaMelech David, Vayesha Lifnei Hashem, what am I? Who am I? That you brought me here. He's like thanking him, right? And I'm like so small, Hashem Elokim, but Deber Gam El Beis Avdachan, you spoke to me from the Rechot. This is, you're gonna speak like this, like I'm just a mortal. Uman Yosef David Odo Deber Lech. What more can I say to you? I tell you that as Avdacha Hashem Elokim. I feel so small. Who am I? What am I to get to be able to get such you know such speech from God? You gave me so much. That wouldn't be the response of someone who I asked you and you said no. But the truth is, he's saying that you said no because I am small. And I really am, I'm not really many more deserving than anyone else until now. Good point, God. And you're so good to me that you are at least letting my son do it. That's tremendous. Like, that's way more than I could have asked for. Good point. Like, why didn't Asniel ben Knaz get to do this? I'm saying, just go through the Shoftim. There's some great people. Why didn't Devorah do it? I don't know. So who am I?
The National Council of Young Israel doesn't know
one person. So who am I? But I'm so happy that you let my son. Right? That was his response. So that's basically it. Now the Chazal more or less say this. This is why I backed up because I really just think this is Pashup Shat. The Chazal more or less say exactly Divrei Yamim. Why Pasuk Divrei Yamim says doesn't say what I'm saying right now. But Chazal say the following. So they're working off of the Pasuk and Divrei Yamim. Again, the Pasuk Divrei Yamim says he's talking to Shlomo Melech over there. David is talking to Shlomo and telling him to build the base of Mikdash. When he becomes king, you should build the base of Mikdash, right? And David says, I didn't get to because I killed too many people, but you're going to be able to build the base of Mikdash. That is the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim. Now, we'll speak about that in 1 second, but on that Pasuk, Chazal say the following. So, here, it's a Yalkut Shimoni over there, so I'm just reading it for you, I have it, the words. Abbas Divrei Yamim, so again, the Pasuk says, Lo tivne li bayis lishmi, ki damim rabim shafakta artzi lefan. I mean, David is telling Shlomo that Hashem told me that I can't build a base of Mikdash because I spilled too much blood. Kaven Shoshama David Kach, Nisyaru, when he heard God say that, he was afraid. Amar Hareini Salti Miliv no space of Mikdash. I'm puzzled from building the base of Mikdash. This is terrible. Amar, like he was saying to God, like, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Altira, no, don't be afraid. Chayacha Him Lefanaik Korbanos. All the people you killed are to me like Korbanos. I mean, David wasn't going around killing innocent people. He was killing people who deserved to die, and those are like korbanos. You're serving Hashem through what you did. I mean, don't worry. I mean, so now according to Chazal, they're saying that pasuk is positive. I mean that you've given me all these korbanos. So the aim lefanai el korban. Right, the word lefanai means a korban because you're giving it lefanai. Shenemar b'shachat ben bakar lifnei Hashem. He did it before Hashem. It's a korban. So then Amr Lo, so then David said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Im Kain, wait, if this is all so wonderful and these are all korbanos, so then Lama Eini Bono So then why am I not building this Mikdash? So Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is HaChazal explain his answer. Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, She'im Ata Bona Oso, if you would build the base of Mikdash, Hu Kayam, it would last. The Enocharev, it would never get destroyed. Similar, I saw actually someone point this out. Similar to what Chazal say with Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought Bnei Israel into Eretz Israel. He was so kadosh, he would have built a base of Mikdash. It would never be destroyed, but it would be bad for Klai Israel. Why? For the same reason. It says Amr Lo, he said to him, David responds back to Hashem, Amaloy, Varyath, that's wonderful. Meaning, that's all the more reason why you should let me build a Beis HaMikdash. It will never be destroyed. That's fantastic. So Amaloy Kadosh Baruch Hashem said to him that, no, that's incorrect. Galui v'tzafui, it's revealed to me, lefanai, shehema sidim nakal of Kedusha. Meaning, you're going to put your Kedusha into this building, but Bnei Yisrael won't be able to live up to that legacy. Va'ani mafik chamasi, and I'll have to take out my anger, I have to punish, bo, on them, umachrivo, v'hein nitzolim. Right, so because you're not the one building the Beis HaMikdash, I'll be able to take out my anger against the Beis HaMikdash, and not against Bnei Yisrael, and they'll be saved. Chayecha, hol v'chashav to livnoso, but still, since you want to build it, afapish shlomo bincha boneyu, that Shlomo, your son, will have to build it. Nonetheless, it'll be called on your name. L'shimcha nikosvo, mizmar shircha nikasa bayis adav. It'll still be considered as if you build it, it's not through you, really through your son. Okay, but the response there is exactly what happens with Moshe. I mean, Chazal say, regarding Moshe, the same idea, that he wanted to go in. They said, Hashem said, you can't, because if you would, you're so kadosh, you would be... The whole endeavor would be filled with so much Kedusha, Bnei Yisrael wouldn't be able to live up to that Kedusha, and basically Bnei Yisrael would have to die out because they can't live up to that, to what you created. Therefore, you can't go in, the Kedusha won't be nearly as great, and they will be able to live on such, right? If the leader has such a high standard, something's got to give. Either the leader's got to give, or the people's got to, but you can't both coexist. So it's better that the leader is, you know, steps down, isn't the leader, rather than the entire nation steps down, right? Fine. So it's exactly the same response. So basically, the Chazal just said everything that we just said. If you think about it, what was his response, Hashem's response, according to Chazal? Hashem's response is that Bnei Yisrael is not good enough. Meaning, you can't build it because you're too great. If you're so great, then Bnei Yisrael is not good enough, and that it won't work. So the Bnei Yisrael, since they're not Zocha, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, I'm saying that that's not those words aren't in the words of in Shmuel, but again, I don't have a problem. Because the main point I'm trying to say from the words of the Psukim in Shmuel is that the question isn't why didn't he build the Beis HaMikdash, the question is why should he? Okay, so he was great, there are a lot of great people. You need a positive reason that, no, now is the time that he should be built, and he still couldn't. But if there's any reason, God has lots of reasons, he has his own reason why Asnil Bazin Kanaz couldn't do it, own reason why Devorah, own reason why Shimshon, there's another reason for David, he was never asked. And this is the reason that Chazal is telling us, and the reason is that Bnei Yisrael wasn't Zocha. Very, very, very simple. Oh, that's the pshat. So now the one question, it's classic. The reason I love this pshat so much, because it's classic, you know, answering a question, why should he? It's just so simple. Oh, so I have one more question, though, because the pasuk says in Devar Yom, not like this. The pasuk says that he told Shlomo, the reason I didn't get to build it was because I killed too many people. So two things. First of all, that reason is not in Shmuel, like we pointed out. And two, according to this medrash,
it was good that he killed.
It was good, yeah. So like, what does that supposed to mean? So I have a couple of possibilities. They're all towards leaning in the same direction. But you have to think of who's talking over there. Over there, it's David talking to Shlomo. So what? So David's supposed to say, the reason I couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash is because I'm too great. I'm too great and you're not that great. So therefore, you can build a Beis HaMikdash because you're not so kadosh. But since I am very kadosh, I can't build a Beis HaMikdash. That's what... I can understand...
But maybe he's saying he's too kadosh in comparison with Bnei Yisrael.
Fine. But whatever the conversation...
In Shlomo's time, Bnei Yisrael might have been more kadosh. So he could be...
I hear you.
Kadosh.
I hear that. It's possible. I hear that. I'm not convinced. I mean, it doesn't sound like that from this medrash. It doesn't sound like Bnei Yisrael's coming up. It sounds like Shlomo's going... That's what it sounds like to me.
He did have like 70 wives, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, Shlomo was a great, great man. He still wasn't David. That's what it sounds like. Again, like we know that Mashiach, Chazal say, will be, again, we know he'll be from the Davidic dynasty, obviously. He'll be from David, and he'll be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he'll be like some kind of like combination of David and Moshe. I mean, just point out how great David was. The only people that we mention in, let's say, in Tefillah specify are the Avos and David, right? Magin David. he's considered, again, these are terms I don't totally understand, but like he's considered the fourth leg of the chariot, whatever that means, meaning it was considered the Avos and then David. We're talking about a different kind of mensch. So my assumption is more that Shlomo going down rather than the nation going up. So I can understand right off the bat then that the response, like the charge to Shlomo to build the base of Mikdash, tell him, yeah, see, you're not that good, so you can build it. I don't know if that's like such a schmooze, you know? Yeah, so but then at the same time, he wasn't lying. He said the truth. He was told that he killed too many people. Now, that being said, the response to him was also positive. He did kill a lot of people, and that's true. And there is a negative to that. I mean, I'm not taking away from the Pashup Shot and the Psukim. There is something to be said about the fact that his hands were full of blood, etc. That's true. The Chazal is telling us, don't read that incorrectly. It's not just like I'll explain a little better. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you ask any school child going to Eretz Yisrael, the classic answer is based on Rashi that he hit the rock. That is what everyone will say. It's a Rashi, and that's what it says. And fine, that's a fantastic answer, but it seems from Chazal that was only a teretz, meaning it's true, because if he did absolutely nothing wrong, then the response of no, Bnei Yisrael is not good enough and you can't go in, it's not, in a way it's like not fair, because still he didn't do anything wrong whatsoever, so he should still be zocher to do it. It's basically a teretz. Like the Chazal, I'll give you an example, but we learned this together, that Shaul's sin was less severe than David's sin, meaning David had some sins in his life, and Shaul's was less severe. That's what Chazal say. Yet the Gemara says Shaul ba'achas v'David b'shnayim, and still David is still David, and Shaul is only Shaul. So the Mefarshim explained, I think we spoke about this at the time, that because Shaul wasn't destined to be the leader, meaning if he never sinned, so then he would just end up being the leader, that because he never sinned, he did nothing wrong. How could he not be? But he wasn't really, it wasn't his role in life. Whereas David, if you're supposed to be the leader, you can mess up numerous times and you're still going to be the leader, because that's just who you are. You are born to be a leader, and okay, you made a number of mistakes. So similar over here, meaning the Moshe Rabbeinu, for another reason, because he shouldn't have gone into Eretz Yisrael, because of the reason that Chazal say, therefore he hit a rock, and therefore he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's true. If you tell him why he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, it's because he hit the rock, but that's like a teretz. It's only, so over here the same kind of thing, that the reason David couldn't do it, because he was never asked. Why wasn't he asked? He wasn't asked, well, Chazal said, maybe any other reason, but he wasn't asked to do it because it wasn't time. It wasn't Bnei Israel's time. The teretz is, meaning, okay, but I didn't do anything wrong. No, his hands were too bloody. That's true. So he told Shlomo Melech that reason. He wasn't going to tell Shlomo the deeper reason. That's not something you tell your child when you're telling him, you know, giving him his charge. But at the same time, Chazal's also filling in the blank of, well, David feels terrible. He killed all these people. Maybe he's bad. So God says, no, chill out. It's true. Your hands are bloody, and this should be a place of shalom. But that's only a little bit of a teretz. The real reason is X, and the reason you can't do it is because you're too great. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's incorrect, God forbid. I'm just saying that it's not the deepest of reasons. It's a teretz. Since you can't do it anyway, this is the reason why. But practically, I'm not going to let you do it. But it comes out that the emes reason, the real reason that Gavin couldn't, because it just simply wasn't time. Klai Yisrael simply was not ready to have the base of Mikdash built. That's what I want to say. All right. I'm still all for the fact that the base of Mikdash